All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Cyprian Francis Show. I am your host, Cyprian Francis, and this is the show that covers all things media, marketing, and film related. In this episode, we will be discussing 8 creative ways to market your business on a shoestring budget. Now, I get a lot of entrepreneurs and small businesses asking me what they can do to enhance their brand, to market their services, to market their product. And there's some pretty basic things that can be done on a very limited budget that can move the needle for you. All right. When it comes to marketing something as close and personal and important as your own business, you may feel confused or even hesitant on how to start and how much to spend. But you have some things that make it easier for you to do this. All right. And so the number one most creative way to market your business on a shoestring budget is having a cohesive social media. Marketing your business on social media, it's free. There's billions of people using it every day. Being active on social media is one thing. Having a cohesive social media is another, meaning that the feel and vibe and content on your Facebook page matches your Twitter page, matches your Instagram page, matches your LinkedIn page. There is a symmetry, there's a vibe. You're covering similar topics. You're using proper hashtags. And over time, you will slowly, maybe not slowly, if you get something that goes viral, you'll start to accumulate an audience. You'll start to find who resonates with the brand. And if you do a good enough job of posting and engaging on social media, those same individuals will end up becoming advocates of your brand, right? So having a cohesive social media, using social media every day is the easiest way to promote anything, all right? The second creative tip that I have is creating an amazing blog. In this digital world where everything is web-based and there's millions of pieces of content coming out every day, it's important for you to create a segment for your brand and your voice and to make it SEO friendly, to put it in line with services or traffic that people are searching for online, right? So if you don't have a website, I would recommend creating a blog on your website. You can use tools such as LinkedIn that has, it wouldn't be considered a blog, but it's a similar article style of posting that engages directly with interested people. And then I've seen people do fairly well using something like Medium, which is like a blog writing, a free blog writing resource as well. So you can link it to your site, you can post it on your social medias, but that's a great way to get free traffic, to get your message in front of the right people, and to bring it all full circle, being SEO friendly. All right. The third tip on creative ways to market your business on a shoestring budget is to take advantage of Google Business. I think that we would all agree that whenever we start to look for something, either a product or a service or a place, we tend to go to Google, right? We go to Google, we put in some keywords, and we allow Google to help guide us. And if you're a business, the way that you get involved in this algo of search, either location-based or product-based, is using Google Business. Now, Google Business is a free tool. You will need to verify your business, whether it's the address of a physical location or the headquarters or multiple locations. Google Business helps you organize all of this. And if you can start to get reviews on your Google Business and add some compelling imagery and your products, it's almost as powerful as a website. People will search, they will do their due diligence on Google directly, and then they might even pick up the phone and call, go to your website, or engage in some sort of call to action to seek more information. All right. The fourth tip is insider secret, HARO, right? What does HARO stand for? Help a reporter out. Now, this is something that I have not had that much success in, but I have had conversations with other entrepreneurs that have found a good relationship with reporters in providing them information. And this could be something like a reporter at Business Insider or Entrepreneur Magazine or Inc., right? Those types of articles over time can have great value in making you the expert in your field, but also bringing traffic to your website or your social handles and aligning your message with your brand. All right. The fifth tip is building a robust email list. Oh, how I love creating email lists and how I love utilizing them. This is taking emails of people that have shown interest in your product, organizing them, and feeding them either offers, promos, informational news. If you were to create a blog, you could then distribute that content through your email newsletter. If you wanted to create some drips, having that incorporated into your funnel is always beneficial. But over time, as social media trends change and things of that nature, email will still continue to be a solid source of distribution and getting in front of the right customers. So if you're not already using email marketing, you should definitely check it out. All right. The sixth tip is Facebook groups. You will be surprised at how effective Facebook groups can be. Just last week, I had a conversation with an independent filmmaker who was having trouble distributing her film, and she decided to take initiative into her own hands, and she started joining a ton of Facebook groups, started asking a ton of questions. She started promoting her film. One of her strategies was to generate reviews for her film, and so by engaging in these specific niche communities, she found other interested people that are doing the same thing that would support her, that would help answer her questions. And sometimes a post in a group can have a viral effect to it, in that people who see it will start to post it on their own pages, and that in itself creates a whole new wave of other shares and posts, and that's, you know, the beauty of something like Facebook and creating something that's viral. If you're not using Facebook groups, you definitely need to check it out. I know that personally I'm in like 30 or 40, and it really just dedicated to, you know, the different aspects of where I want to learn about what other people are doing and contribute my own voice. All right, number seven, similar to Facebook groups, we have Reddit. And, you know, Reddit used to be a much easier place and source to generate traffic and post things that could go viral. Recently, I've seen that a lot of the groups are becoming much more strict with what you can post, and it's kind of becoming more of like a Quora of a Q&A section. But if you can find the right group of the right topic or piece of content that also has that viral component. And I know that in the past, I've used Reddit to post some of my blog posts, and they've had like, you know, 10x the traffic that I would normally, because it hit a chord with the right audience and it went viral. And it's completely free, right? Reddit is free. So, you know, at least when you're thinking about distributing your content, go in there, take a look at some of the groups that are active, and read the rules to see if it's something that you can post in. All right. And finally, the eighth and most critical creative way to market your business on a shoestring budget is good old-fashioned networking. Yes, face-to-face, in-person, describing to people who you are, what you do, your product, your service has tremendous value, especially if you can hit a chord with someone, exchange information, bring them into your network, and over time, you will start to build a community and a network of people that will speak on your behalf. And if you're negotiating well and if you're being charismatic, then they'll start to bring deals to you. They'll start to bring business to you. And, you know, I've only been out here in LA for about a year and a half, and I've done a ton of networking. And I feel like that has helped me build my network of people who are advocating on my behalf. And so depending on what city you live in, you may have more or less events. If you're looking for events to attend that are that fit within your industry, usually once a week I do a gander on Eventbrite to see what is happening. I'll use keywords like film and marketing and digital to kind of filter through the noise. Similar to Eventbrite, Facebook events has a lot of those same events. And you just got to mix it into your schedule. 1 to 2 events a week is very healthy. Get your business card out there. And don't be afraid to promote other people's brands as well. Because once they see that you're advocating on their behalf, they'll be more inclined to advocate on your behalf. And everybody wins, right? Okay. So those are 8 ways, 8 creative ways to market your business on a shoestring budget. There's plenty more. There's not so cheap ways, but a healthy hybrid of all of them is, in my opinion, the best way to go. And so if you are looking to market with a little bit of a budget and to have someone come in and do some of these things for you, that's what I'm here for. Cyprian Francis Creative, my agency, that's what we're here for. We're here to build out your funnel. We're here to help you create a formula. And if you're a busy person and you can't do it all, we'll do the work for you. All right. So feel free to send me an email if you're interested in continuing that conversation. It's Cyprian, C-Y-P-R-I-A-N, at CyprianFrancis.com. I appreciate your time. I'm making this podcast or this recording going into the Christmas holiday. So I want to wish everybody a happy Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, a happy Kwanzaa, a happy holidays. Enjoy it and get ready to come back to in 2020 with a new perspective to get money, right? To grow your business, to grow your name. All right, guys. Till then.